Hello and happy Christmas to you from the Chatterbox team. This is edition number 2092 of the Norwich Talking Newspaper, recorded in our studios on Thursday the 19th of December 2019. If you have any comments, news or views, do please contact us on 01603 765 365. That's 765 365. Or you can email us on cbtn.org.uk. This is a very special bumper edition of Chatterbox. There won't be an edition next week, but this week we have two extra pieces for you. Here's David Potten to tell us more.
Hello, I'm David Potten, and I'm here to tell you that after this week's Chatterbox, we have a really bumper Christmas hamper. First, there's going to be the Chatterbox Christmas Special. Words and music live from the Maddermarket Theatre. And after that, you're going to get the Christmas and January 2020 edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk. This will be a truly theatrical edition, with an actor from Casualty playing an ugly sister in Norwich, three of our own readers playing out a special theatrical interview, a special Christmas present production by our own Sam Elmhurst, a visit to the Great Yarmouth Hippodrome by Derek James, and Neil Haverson dressing up to look like a man with a white beard and a red coat. So, you may be only getting one wallet for the next 2 weeks, but we hope this one will bring you lots of Christmas pleasure.
This part of Chatterbox will be read by Alison Aplin
and Don Cleaver.
Before we start on the news this week, we have a special update on the Smart Speakers pilot.
You may remember that some time ago we asked if any listeners would be interested in trying out Smart Speakers as a new way of listening to Chatterbox. We received a generous grant from an anonymous donor and have now distributed the first 15 Smart Speakers to listeners. Volunteers from Chatterbox visited each of the listeners to help them get the speakers installed and show them how to tell the smart speakers what they wanted to hear. They also visited some listeners who had bought smart speakers themselves but wanted help in using them. The initial results have been very positive. One person said she wished she had known about this years ago. Several listeners were delighted to find that they can listen to all sorts of other things on their smart speaker. One could now get Test Match Special. Another found she could play music from her Amazon account. We have more smart speakers available and would be very pleased to add more listeners to the group who are now using them. There is no charge. Someone will come and help you install it and get it running. And you will get memory sticks every week, as some of our recordings, such as Norfolk Magazine, are not available to smart speaker listeners. If you have internet at home and would like to try using a smart speaker, please do contact us in the usual way. A phone call to 01603 765 365 or a message in the wallet when you return it. We will be delighted to hear from you and install a smart speaker early in 2020.
In part one of Chatterbox, we will have lots of news from Norwich, comments from evening news readers on a big story, and a feature with a topical theme. We'll be off to the Panto.
Oh, no, we won't.
Oh, yes, we will. But before that, here are some of the top stories from Norwich this week.
It was announced this week that armed police are going to be present at Chapelfield to improve public safety. As we will hear from evening news readers, this news has not been welcomed by everyone. Another unwelcome development was seen in Fritton, when repairs to damaged phone cables went wrong and people started receiving phone calls meant for others. Another group of unhappy Norfolk residents were train passengers who have been complaining about trains that never arrive. We will start with the news of armed police in the Norwich shopping centre.
Armed police will conduct increased patrols of the Norwich shopping centre as part of new tactics being introduced by the police. Project Servator, launched at Into Chapelfield last Tuesday, as Norfolk Police continues its crackdown on crime in the area. Both plain-clothed and highly visible officers are deployed, using local businesses and members of the public as an extra set of eyes to look out for suspicious activity. Armed police are also being used alongside officers specially trained to spot the telltale signs of people who may be planning to commit a crime. To support the crackdown, police say that officers will be given increased access to tools such as dogs, automatic number plate recognition, and vehicle checkpoints. Norfolk police have been trialling the tactics since September the 24th and hailed it a success, having carried out more than 50 deployments since it began, resulting in arrests for offences including fraud, shoplifting, and drug dealing. Police added that as a result of the scheme, the success rate of stop searches had risen to nearly three times higher than the national average.
Shoppers have raised concerns that high-profile police patrols at Chapelfield could be intimidating and put people off from visiting the centre. Yesterday saw the launch of Project Servator, a police initiative aimed at disrupting crime in the Chapelfield area by identifying suspicious or criminal behaviour. Six uniformed officers, a dog unit, and several undercover officers were stationed in the busy shopping centre in the afternoon, speaking to shoppers about the project. Chief Inspector Craig Miller, who is leading the scheme, said stationing visible officers in and around the shopping centre would provide reassurance to the public.
A mix-up involving a damaged network cable left villagers with each other's phone numbers and having to answer calls from strangers. The confusion began in Fritton and St Olives Saturday afternoon after engineers had completed work on a cable on Beckles Road, the stretch of the A143 connecting the two villages. Julia Mays, who's 47 and who lives in St Olives, said she was notified at 4 p.m. that a problem with the cable had been fixed. But within half an hour, she started receiving phone calls intended for somebody else. Having realised she no longer had her own phone number, she rang that number and spoke with a woman who lives in Fritton. She had a load of phone calls for me, and I had a load of phone calls for somebody else. It's just crazy, she said. Openreach, the company which maintains infrastructure for the telephone network, said the problem can sometimes occur after work on a damaged cable. Engineers went to Fritton on Tuesday morning to fix the problem.
Passengers left shivering on dark platforms for trains which have never arrived. Of how the mass cancellations were running their school, ruining their school, home and work lives. At least 80 services were cancelled every day last week on the rural lines in Norfolk, Suffolk and Cambridgeshire. On Friday, the rail operator said it hoped to run a full service from last Monday. More services were cancelled on Monday, but Greater Anglia said the service was much better than last week. It blamed signal failures caused by problems with the track circuits, made worse by autumn weather last week.